Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have an important guest, Susan Boskey. She's a certified cannabis and CBD educator and practitioner. The subject of the show will be High-Minded Souls, Essays on the New World of Legal Cannabis for Health and Wellness. Susan's biography, she's a graduate of the Holistic Cannabis Academy. She's a certified cannabis educator and practitioner and is a former owner-operator of a private health practice devoted to detoxification and restoring gut health. She has over 45 years of personal and professional involvement with wellness modalities. Susan chose a path less traveled. Her curiosity about life and health in particular fueled her determination to learn everything she could about natural health and medicine to help herself and others. The paradigm of the whole person wellness, body, mind, and soul, is the foundation of her work with clients. As a non-physician, she enjoys the added flexibility of empowering her clients with in-depth research and personalized action plans. Her emphasis today is to intervene in the noise of modern life to help people transform stress, anxiety, depression, and chronic pain into a welcomed felt sense of well-being using cannabis medicinally. Her online course, Canna Wisdom Process, Well-Being in a Troubled World, offers a step-by-step self-care instruction about how to safely use medical cannabis to recover from mood disorders and gain a new perspective on life without use of pharmaceutical. She has her latest published article is Best Together, CBD and THC for Stress and Mood Disorder. You'll find that on Monroe E. Boulevard, that's BLVED, abbreviation for Boulevard, I believe, .com. And under the blogs, you'll find Canna Academy there, and you'll find her article there. And she also has a free cannabis dispensary guide to empower dispensary customers with the questions they need to answer in order to get the best quality products. And that can be found on her on cannawisdom.podia.com, a cannabis dispensary guide. So you will find these links at the bottom of the description on YouTube as well as on the guest page on the BBS radio site. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Yeah, thank you so much, Raymond. Happy to be here.
So tell us about your journey and what got you interested in this process.
Oh, well, I'm not sure where to start, but, you know, I was I'm a baby boomer, probably like you. And so, you know, I have been an alternative kind of thinker for my whole adult life, and including natural health. So I've spent many years learning how to heal myself without going to the doctor. And I also had a practice, like you said, and it was detoxification, helping people to, you know, get their health back through their gut. And that seems to be very popular these days, is, you know, understanding gut flora and how to be all the things that happen in our stomach that affect everything else in our health. So I did that for many years, and, you know, going into cannabis is like my second career in a sense. I've used cannabis, you know, since Woodstock back in the day, and, but not every day, but over the years. And so I thought, well, this would be a great way for me to expand my own knowledge and also to help people once again with natural medicine. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. And how long have you been, doing the sort of using or looking into studying cannabis for medical purposes?
Well, I took the Holistic Cannabis Academy online course in 2017, 2018, which was very rigorous, actually. And I graduated, I think it was April 2018. So I've been having clients and working and studying, continuing to learn ever since then. So I can't hear you.
Sorry. What other modalities have you, studied through the years?
Oh, gosh. A lot of it has been emotional, the health for emotional health, different kinds of programs. Also, I wasn't really ready to answer all. I had many different things that I've studied over the years. Herbal remedies, yeah. And also emotional health, doing different programs to recover beliefs and restructure beliefs and, find out who I am. I've always been on a spiritual path, Raymond. That's really the truth of it. You know, everything I've done has been coordinating body, mind, and soul. And because I've always, even as a child, realized that there was more than, you know, what my parents were presenting to me. I always wanted to go to church, not knowing that there was anything else. But they weren't religious, but I always wanted to be there just because that was my beginning of spirituality.
Yeah. Excellent. So you're a truth seeker, basically.
I have been ever since I can remember, and it's cost me.
Yeah. But you've also grown from it as well, no doubt. So,
yes,
it's the road less traveled, as you said. It's a rougher road. It's not the highway, but that's the only way to get to the truth in this world, anyhow. So, tell us about cannabis, maybe in the context of mental health or mood or that depression, things like that.
Sure. I started when I first started my practice with cannabis. With my clients, and I call them clients and not patients because I'm not a doctor or a nurse, and I aim to empower my clients so that they can learn how to use cannabis medicine on their own. And so I started working with people with physical problems and mostly elderly in assisted living programs. And what I found out was that that wasn't my, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, that wasn't my bailiwick in that people kind of projected on me like I was a doctor, and they didn't seem to have the motivation to learn about the cannabis on their own. And so I realized that I wanted to empower people I wanted to teach people how to fish instead of giving them fish, as it were. So, so I created a course called the Canna Wisdom Process, and the reason I created that is it's for people to turn around anxiety, depression, stress, PTSD, those kind of things, because the world just seems to be such a crazy place right now. So many people feel disconnected and isolated, lonely, aggravated.
Yes. While you're talking about the Canna process, I'm going to show your website page that talks about it, but carry on.
Yeah. And so I realized that since mental, emotional issues are often the precursors to physical ailments, disease processes, I thought that's where I wanted to start with people so that they could find deal with things on the front end, their anxiety, their depression, you know. And so the process I created, it takes people step by step using cannabis in order to, reconnect, basically. That's the whole point of the course. And there's different steps in being able to do that. One thing I really like to share is that we're human beings, not human doings, and so much of life right now has been human doing, and the whole person, in order to understand whole person wellness, you have to realize there's two of everything, in the world. And what I mean is that we have a left brain and a right brain. And the emphasis has been on left brain thinking. In fact, we've allowed the left brain to dominate the right brain. And so, so much is about the outer physical manifestation of who we are. But that's so limiting, where that's only half of the story. We have a part of ourselves that's non-physical, just like radio frequencies are non-physical. But we don't tap into that, generally speaking. And so the program that I've, the course is about being able to tap into our inner unconditioned being.
And how does the course work? Is it an online distant learning kind of course? How does it work?
Well, it's a self-paced course where a person goes through it step by step. And, you know, it's a two-part process, really. You have to, just like detoxing, you have to have a mental, emotional detox. There's a lot of things that people have taken on that are not really them. It's all the stuff of the world. And so there's step-by-step going through, reviewing your beliefs, how to use cannabis by doing that, how to find the best product in a dispensary, and then, an actual session with yourself where the first part of it is being able to see your mind, basically. And it's not the only way to do this. Of course, people have been meditating and doing that for years to observe their mind and to clear their mind and to become more receptive. But things are so critical in the world today that I believe that cannabis is a way to jumpstart that process. So a person can become introspective, they can have insights, and they can see if they want to continue with certain beliefs that aren't getting them where they want to be in life. And, essentially create a new identity by integrating their inner unconditioned self with their external physical being. You know, it's a process. And so I take people step by step through that.
Does the course include any personal conversations with you and coaching type of thing? Or
yes. I allow people to, within 60 days of the time they purchase the course, an unlimited number of calls with me, actually.
Okay, excellent.
So, yeah.
And the maybe you could share with us a little bit the recommendations you have for selecting a good dispensary of cannabis.
Well, it's if you're using it medicinally, you know, in the United States, I don't know how it is in Canada, but we have recreational dispensaries, and mostly they're all regulated, you know, in the 10 states and DC, they're all regulated by the Alcohol and Cannabis Board of that state. And so they're mostly about money and making money, and they're mostly recreational. So I always tell people, if you're using cannabis medicinally, and if you want to, try to find the dispensary in your area that puts more emphasis on medicinal use.
And what does that look like in reality?
That means they have more products that are geared to people using medicinal. That means they have more high CBD products. And then also in that particular guide that I created, I have the questions that people need to ask in terms of getting the best quality product, which most people don't know until they figure that out. So I thought this was an easy way for people to gain confidence when they go in to find what they're looking for. But also the important thing is to know why you want to use the cannabis. That helps the bud tenders to know how to direct you, you know.
And what are some of the questions you would ask?
Well, some of the questions are, where was it grown? The best product for a person really is the most local.
Right.
And so the idea is, where was it grown, and do you know what their practices are? Because some growers are still using pesticides and herbicides on their plants, and that's no good. So that's one of the main questions. Another question is, you know, is it third-party lab tested? Mm-hmm. And can I see the certificates? So, you know, a lot of places you can at least see them online, and sometimes even in a dispensary they will have that. You can read the labels and you can find out a lot about the product. You also want to know what the percentage is, how much CBD is in there, and how much THC.
And what about some of the other components like CBN, and there's a few others?
Yeah, there's over 100 that are known now, and there's also the terpenes, which is what gives the cannabis the fragrance, and they have different properties also. So you can ask the bud tender about what terpenes are in there, but the most important thing is really to know what are you wanting to use it for, and that helps them a whole lot to get the conversation started as to what products
you recommend.
Yeah, they recommend and where you can start looking. And a person needs to learn how to read labels, and the cannabis dispensaries that are more geared to medicinal have bud tenders that are more educated about medicinal as well. And that's why I always suggest to people, see if you can find the dispensary in your area, the one or two, that is more medicinal friendly, and then take it from there. Another thing is cannabis is a lipid, it's an oil, and some products are water soluble, and I would never recommend that because it's more highly processed,
Right.
Doesn't mean it's not a good product. It could be a good product. I've heard people tell me that they liked some of those products, but my point, and I'm sort of a purist, is that you want to get a product that's closest to its natural condition. And so turning like olive oil into something that's water soluble, is kind of like what?
It's against the intrinsic nature of the substance.
Yeah, right.
And what forms of cannabis do you think are best used for medicinal purposes, for mood, mental?
Well, it depends on two things. Is a person brand new to cannabis, or are they familiar with it and they use cannabis? So I recommend something different for each. And if a person is used to using cannabis, I still think tinctures medicinally are the best because you get the most control over your dose. And that's one of the biggest issues for anyone in dosing is how much am I getting? What am I getting? And so in my course, I only recommend a tincture because for people who are new, that they need to work it up. Their first experience of using the tincture, even nothing much might happen because the whole idea is start low, go slow. And so it's much better to have just a slight little experience, because I do recommend some THC in the Canna Wisdom process. And then the next time they do it, they can increase it. And then they can find their sweet spot. Now, with somebody who's familiar with using cannabis, they pretty much know what their dose is, or they're comfortable with even getting a little too much, possibly, with THC, because they know what to do, they know what to expect. And then I would also suggest to those people that they consider a vape pen that uses flower. I prefer the just straight flower vape pens if they want to use it to boost it, where you can take the flower high CBD product and put it right into your pen and vaporize it.
When you say flower, you mean the cannabis flower?
Yes.
Okay. Which is the same as the bud.
Correct. Sorry.
Right. Okay. No, just checking terminology here.
Right.
And what would you say is a sort of a minimum amount of CBD and THC that you should find in a tincture or whatever form you're going to take it in?
A minimum a dose, are you saying?
Yeah, minimum percentage of CBD versus THC.
Well, for what occasion? It just depends.
Well, in the context of mental health and anxiety and stress, things like that.
Well, a full spectrum CBD alone with no THC, except for trace elements of it in a full spectrum formula, is great for people, to take it, because it's very high in anti-anxiety. CBD is one of the best. So there's that. But as far as what I'm doing with the Canna Wisdom process, I'm taking people on a kind of journey, an introspective journey. So I want there to be THC in the product. They don't have to blast themselves out into outer space, but enough so that they can get an overview of their life. They get a 10,000 or 30,000 foot view of their life, which they don't, and none of us usually have during the day when we're getting our work done or with our families. So that way a person can get more insight. And in that case, I recommend a one-to-one product, a formulation, because the CBD actually tamps down the THC. It takes away much of the undesirable effects of THC, like paranoia. So,
and I've heard that CBD needs some THC to be properly absorbed. Is that accurate from your knowledge?
I haven't heard that about absorption. I've just heard that in terms of full spectrum, that you're going to get a synergistic effect with CBD that's full spectrum, whereas if you take an isolate, which has, through extraction, has cleared out every other kind of cannabinoid, that's not as good. It's not as effective.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean, that goes along with the philosophy of whole plant medicines as opposed to just little parts of it. So
that's right.
The
it
more you
helpful.
Got the whole plant, and and in this case, we have, what, over 100 cannabinoid types?
That are known. I'm sure there's more.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And they're always discovering the effective use of the different ones. So, like, they're talking about CBN and CBG THCA, which is the raw version of THC. That's non-psychoactive.
Okay.
And CBDA, which is the raw version of CBD cannabidiol. That's, of course, non-psychoactive, as it is when it's smoked or used in a tincture.
Okay. And so the course that you offer is, they go basically go to your website and they join up there?
They can go to my website, and I have a tab that is specifically for the Canna Wisdom process, and that'll take them to another website.
Okay.
Just to keep it simple.
Sure. And any other services that you offer?
Yeah, I work with clients one-on-one. Right now, I have a client who has a kind of arthritis called ankylosing spondylitis.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I do very deep research with the...
I'm sharing your webpage here with the other services.
Great. Yeah, I do a deep research. And I put together a report for them, not only for using cannabis for their particular condition, but also lifestyle supplementation, alternative health modalities. You know, they can do them separately, or they can do those two together. You know, and right now this person is doing both because, it's not just cannabis. But the thing about cannabis in these different situations, it's not just sedative or pain-killing. It can actually change what's happening neurologically because of the receptors in the endocannabinoid system in the brain in particular. So there's a lot of amazing research that I tap into that's helping people to not just not feel pain, but actually get over something or have less of a condition. CBD in particular works really amazingly with arthritis externally. I know many people that have used it just on their knuckles or on their knees or on their shoulders. And that, you know.
Applying a tincture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a balm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I approach clients' health from all these different aspects because it's not, someone said to me, I wish I knew which thing was really getting me better. I wish I knew which one it was. And I said to him, it doesn't matter. In fact, that's kind of a medical model of, you know, you take one condition and you target it with one medicine to get the result. But in a holistic, whole person approach, you know, there could be many things that get the job done. You know, this person has a big knot in his leg. So he's doing the cannabis, he's doing acupuncture, he's taking magnesium, you know, he's taking hot Epsom salts baths. So what I'm saying is there's multiple ways of approaching the issue, and it all helps.
What about cannabis oil? How do you feel about that for medicine?
What do you mean, cannabis oil?
Well, it's just an oil. No, it would have the whole plant in it.
Yeah.
Oh, unless it was a hemp plant, I suppose. But if it was a regular.
You mean like from the marijuana side, just for distinction? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, say from the marijuana side.
I think it's great. I use that. I use that. And you can get high CBD. I make my own oils, actually.
Yeah.
You get high CBD product at a dispensary. And then you try to balance. In my case, I like a 1-to-1. Try to balance as much as possible the THC and CBD and other terpenes that are in the bud as well. And then use high quality organic virgin first press virgin olive oil. And, decarboxylate it, which means heating it up so you activate the THC. And then put it in. Well, I use something called the magical butter machine. And it's very cost effective. Make a whole bunch of oil that lasts you for 6 months or so, you know. And and that's from the marijuana side of the plant.
I think there's also an oil version, which is a bit like, you know, they make olive oil or avocado oil or all these different types of oil. It's just a pressing of the plant or something. I'm not sure exactly how it's made, but I know that exists as well. I'm not sure how available that is in dispensaries, but.
The dispensaries do have oils, like 1-to-1 kind of oils. And because in the United States, that's the only reference point I have, every state has its own brands. So that's what's interesting. Like I'm in Washington State, and there's a brand that I really like that does the 1-to-1 oil, you know. In another state, you know, you have to check it out. And then you do all your research on the quality of the product too.
And how does scientifically, how does the CBD or even the THC help at the cellular level? What's the mechanism that's allowing it to do what it does?
Well, there's the endocannabinoid system. You've probably heard of that, right, Raymond?
Yeah.
It was discovered in 1992, Raphael Mashulaman in Israel. And
bless his soul.
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah.
And so that was, they called it the endocannabinoid system because they were doing testing with THC and cannabidiol. And then they discovered there was actually a whole system of receptors in the human body and all mammals, actually, that these that the THC in particular was binding to. And most of the THC binds mostly to the ones that are in the brain, and cannabidiol largely in the immune system, in the gut. But they're all over the body. And so
I've heard that that's the largest quantity of a certain type of receptor that the body has, more than any other type of receptors.
My studies and my training was that the endocannabinoid system not only regulates homeostasis of its own system, of itself, but also, and homeostasis meaning balance, but also the balance of almost all the other organs of the systems of the body. I say almost all, I'm not sure which ones it doesn't, but I've always heard that it's not 100%. But there, the point is that Ethan Russo, who's a neurologist and MD, he discovered that the endocannabinoid system has a tone, and that tone can become deficient. And if you have a deficient tone, it could be affecting the balance of who knows what, given that every person is unique, every body is unique. It's affecting it's showing up symptomatically, perhaps, in your body.
When you say tone, do you mean frequency or something
else?
No,
tone. Like
as in tonus.
Tone as in muscle, like your muscle.
Right, muscle tone.
Yeah. And so if your tone is low and you're deficient, using the cannabis, it actually mimics what the molecules in the body that are used, which is anandamide and 2-AG in the body. Cannabis, THC in particular, mimics the what they do. And so it can build the tone. And that's why some people say, oh, they say cannabis heals, can help with so many different things. It sounds like a scam. Well, it's because when your endocannabinoid system becomes comes up, the tone is strengthened. We don't really know which part of your bodies are going to be of your body is going to be affected beneficially from that. Someone will be taking it for their arthritic knee or for depression, and then they find their back doesn't hurt anymore. You know, and they weren't even thinking that that was going to help their, you know, their the pain in their back or their shoulder or their bursitis. Mm-hmm. So that's why it helps so many different things, because the endocannabinoid system is managing the balance of these different systems, the muscular skeletal system being one.
Yeah, well, that's also pretty common in a lot of other herbal solutions for the body, and maybe other modalities as well. So that's not really uncommon, and so it's really not strange that that should be the case, especially that there are so many receptors in the body. Obviously, the body was designed to allow the substance to help it, you know, otherwise the receptors would not be there.
Yep. Yeah, and it's an adaptogen. I think that's what you're talking about. It's an adaptogen plant.
Right.
Which is like yerba mate, like ginseng, so many different herbs are adaptogen. And what they do is they increase what needs to be increased and they decrease what needs to be decreased in terms of it.
So in that line of thinking, what other properties would you attribute to cannabis aside from being an adaptogen? Is it an antifungal? What other properties would it have generally?
Well, it's very much anti-anxiety, both THC and CBD. Of course, THC, if you take too much of it, it goes the opposite way, because cannabis is something is also called bimodal. Bimodal means is that you get one response by a certain dose, and another dose will give you the opposite response. Like there's the cannabis use disorder that we see, or people who are overdoing it or have been using cannabis a lot over a long period of time, and that's a bimodal effect. Whereas other people that are just using it moderately, frequently, you know, occasionally or regularly at a low dose, they have a whole different experience, and that they never experience the cannabis use disorder, sure, which is a real thing.
I think CBD is also anti-inflammatory. Is that possible?
Anti-inflammatory as well. Very much so.
What else? Anything else you can think of?
Antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
There's and I don't think it's antiviral.
No.
They both have the effect of.
Is it anti-tumor?
Anti-tumor, right, in some cases for the THC in particular, mm-hmm, with the CBD, yeah, mm-hmm, but it's. You know, there's a herbalist in Oregon. His name is Jonathan Treasure, and he says that it's once, like cancer, let's say, once cancer has occurred and is identified, it can help to limit the growth of the cancer, and in that it can actually kill the cancer cells, but doesn't work to kill the tumor at the initial stage, is what he says,
right,
of the cancer. And then also when it metastasizes, that's also a very important time to keep using the cannabis. Now, I have a friend who went through cancer, and she did the traditional approach. But through it all, I helped her with the cannabis end of it. And her doctors were truly impressed. She, in her case, she didn't want to tell her doctors that she was using cannabis. Mm. And she wasn't someone who had used cannabis for years, you know. But she was using it every day, and she still does. And she got clear sooner than most people do, and remains so. And she still takes I guess what you would call a moderate dose every day, just a maintenance.
What are some of the other surprising testimonials you had from people using it? I know you have a bunch of them on your website, but
just recently it was a person with bursitis who used a CBD balm just externally, and the pain went away. Another is a person who was using the same product, because I was testing the product, on her knees, on her arthritic knees, and she said, and this is the person who was used to taking ibuprofen every time she would feel this pain. And she said when she put it on her knees 30 minutes later, she was really very scientific about it. After 30 minutes, it was gone. And I had a similar experience using that with a sprained ankle. I put it on there, went to bed, and it was, you know, I had no sharp pains in my when I got up to walk again. You know,
the next day.
It's really pretty amazing. I have friends who are jewelers, and they use a CBD THC formulation on their knuckles because they're using their hands so much, and that just does it for them. So I've been really impressed talking to people about these things and all the different ways that they're using it.
And I believe you also offer a free consultancy call, an initial one. If people want to get more information directly from you, they can call you up. Well, we are coming towards the end of the show. Maybe it's a good time to give out your coordinates and any other last information you wish to share.
Well, the phone number, people can call me during I'd like them to go to the website because they can schedule a call. And that is, the website is lifestylewellnessrx.com. And you said that's somewhere in Britain, in the Facebook?
Yes, it'll be, if somebody's watching it on YouTube later on, it'll be at the bottom in the description. And, of course, they can always go to the bbsradio.com website and see your guest page, and all your information is there, too.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to answer anybody's questions who would like to be in touch. And my email address is susan@lifestylewellnessrx.com.
And they can download that free PDF with
dispensary guide.
That's right. And that's at Canna Wisdom. So CannaWisdom.podia.com, right?
That's right. And then just scroll down. It's my storefront. Scroll down and they'll see my different products there.
Excellent. And that's a free download for you listening out there. And any other last words of wisdom you wish to share with the audience?
Well, I have two other free downloads there as well. Just wanted to say that.
The articles are on that site or on the Lifestyle Wellness?
My blog is on my website. But there is a four-part series on the Canna Wisdom .podia.com in the storefront about the resilient human and using cannabis. You know, it's all about my emphasis on putting on mental and emotional wellness.
And Susan is in Washington, so she is on Pacific time, just so you know. Don't call her at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Or if you're listening from somewhere else in the world, Pacific time is 8 hours later than London time. So, well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I think this is a very popular, fast-growing subject. And also for those who not familiar with the subject, there are thousands of scientific studies that have been done on the subject. So we're not just, as Susan, not talking off the top of her head. There really is a whole heap of research out there, many of it in the traditional medical journals as well. So it is a subject that has been, of course, there's more research going on, but it has been researched a lot. So there's lots of scientific backing for all of this. And we thank you very much for sharing with our audience all this useful information. And I hope that empowers people out there to improve the quality of their life. And hopefully we'll have you on sometime in the future for some updates.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you for coming on, Susan. Have a wonderful day. And that's coming to the end of our show. We would just like to thank our show technician, Donald Newsom, and our show sponsor, Community Marketing Communications, wellness marketing experts in website design, strategic planning, and many other services in marketing communications. You can find their website at communionmarketing.com. If you would like to sponsor, advertise on the show, or be interviewed, you can contact me, Raymond Morris, on 514-798-2737. That's Eastern Time. Or Raymond Morris at bbsradio.com. Or on Skype, especially if you're somewhere far around the world. It's my username is Raymond Morris, all in one word. May the grace and the blessings of the Divine Creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you. Your host, Raymond Morris, will see you hopefully same time next week, same time, same channel, I should say. All the best. Thanks again, Susan. Bye-bye.